you willing to follow? That's the question. How can I know whether I want to do the will of God until I know what the will of God is?
Missionary Jim Elliot said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." Jim was not even 30 years old when he gave his life while attempting to reach a fierce Indian tribe. What sacrifices are you and I willing to make for what we believe? Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot.
How do we expect God to fulfill our needs? Some of you may feel unloved. Some of you are lonely. Some of you are experiencing confusion and dead ends in your life. And just this afternoon, Lars was reading some of the letters that had come via my newsletter. And in addition to the letters that come through the radio, we get letters from newsletter readers. And one of them was from a Navy wife telling me what the newsletter and the radio program had helped her with in her experiences of having a canceled engagement 2 months before she was to be married. Her fiance backed out. Then, when she was married later on, she experienced a miscarriage, which was a deep grief and disappointment to her. And then she said, recently, her husband, who is in the Navy, was passed over for promotion. And Lars, who was in the Navy, explained to me that if a man is passed over, then that's the end as far as his career. And she said, she was thanking me for the program. She said, "I know you get flack from some people," but she said, "I need to be told what God says." Now, what does God say? He says, if you want to be my disciple, you must give up your right to yourself and take up your cross and follow. So the next question is, are you willing to follow? And the chances are that consent is going to cost you perhaps everything. I'll never forget an interviewer, a non-Christian, who was trying his best to figure out what in the world Christianity was about. After many, many hours of tape-recorded conversation together, he said to me, "You know, sometimes I think I'd give everything I possess to have your kind of faith. But," he said, "I have a sneaking suspicion that is exactly what it would cost me. I don't want to pay that price." Are you willing to follow? That's the question. And sometimes young people have said to me, "But how can I know whether I'm willing to follow until I know where the Lord's going to take me? How can I know whether I want to do the will of God until I know what the will of God is?" As though God's going to spread out a blueprint of the will of God for your whole life and say, "If you like it, take it. If you don't like it, forget it." When somebody says, "Follow me," you don't have a map. You don't have direction signs. And most of us, if we're hopelessly lost, driving in a strange city or something, would much rather have somebody just say, "I'll take you there, just follow me," than have somebody try to give us complicated directions about 6 blocks down this way and third turn to the right and all that. Just follow me. And that's what the Lord says. Just follow me. I am the way. And you know, sometimes we prevent God from giving us the only deliverance from our confusion that is possible, because we insist on questioning the method of how he's going to get us out of this situation. If we start questioning God and trying to figure out how in the world he can possibly answer our prayers, then we're not following him without reservations. We're saying, "Now, wait a minute, Lord, I want to know what your plan is. I want to know what the game plan is. I want to know what direction you're going to take me. I want to know what it's going to cost me." And I don't see how, many times I've heard that question, I don't see how this horrible situation in which I find myself can possibly fit into your pattern for good. As that woman, Elizabeth Elliot, is always telling us from Romans 8:28, I know it's in the Bible, everything that happens fits into a pattern for good, but I don't see how this does. We don't have to see how, as Amy Carmichael said, we know that it does. That's all we need to know. Now, when I prayed the prayer right after Jim's death, Lord, if you want me to do anything about the Alkas, I'm available. I had a pretty sneaking suspicion that there couldn't possibly be anything that God would want me to do, and surely if there was anything, it would mean a rather major rearrangement of my life. And that is exactly what it meant. And it just so happens that this morning in the dark hours, early hours, I was thinking about a matter which could very well mean a major rearrangement of my life. And I thought, my flesh and my heart fail. That's exactly what the psalmist said. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. The remedy for confusion, to lay our heads in the dust before God, to humble ourselves and to become the servants of others. I don't know what your present confusion may be. Perhaps some of you are misunderstood. Some of your lives are in upheaval. You have a sense of isolation, a sense of utter helplessness, of dead-end streets. Well, I can sympathize with all of those things. Confusion, I've known plenty of that. Helplessness, I never felt so helpless in my life as when I lived with the Alkas. And that passage in 2 Corinthians 4 came alive for me. Paul said, we are nothing but clay pots. But we hold within us a priceless treasure, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Lay yourself in the dust before God, and then to become the servant of others. And when I say leave myself behind, that means I have to leave my opinions, my notions of how God is going to work, my notions of how my work is supposed to go, what I'm supposed to do with my work. You know, I don't have any idea what my future is. People sometimes in interviews, they'll say, now, what do you see for yourself in the future? I don't have to see anything for myself in the future. All I know to do is the next thing. So I have to leave my notions, my motives. And I came across a zinger of a verse today in Isaiah, and tell you the honest truth, it's one of these verses that wasn't there when I read the Bible the last time. You know. It was never there before. See no more visions, they say to the seers, and to the prophets, give us no more visions of what is right. Tell us pleasant things. Prophesy illusions. Leave this way, get off this path, and stop confronting us with the Holy One of Israel. Think about that one, Selah. You know what that word means? Think about it. Well, I have to ask myself that question. Am I prepared to be confronted with the Holy One of Israel? Did I want safety, or did I want to know him? Do I want success, or do I want spiritual fruit? Do I want solutions, or do I want Christ himself? I believe with all my heart that every experience, if received in faith and offered back to Jesus, is a gateway to joy. I know that this has been true in my own life. It's only when I've dug in my heels and objected and argued and whined and stewed and fretted and worried, instead of receiving the thing and offering it back to Jesus, I know that it works when we offer it back to Jesus. Life comes in many cycles and has many new tests. I've discovered that too in my old age. Just over and over and over again, I have to start from square one. Do I want the light? Am I willing to follow? Am I prepared to leave self behind? And so I ask you those questions tonight. And I pray that whatever your confusion may be, you may bring it to Him. You know, that little chorus, something beautiful, something good. All my confusions, He understood. All I had to offer Him was brokenness and strife, but He made something beautiful of my life. God bless you.
Growing up, Elizabeth Elliot understood that studying the Bible is a vital priority for the Christian life. And ladies, we can also establish a solid foundation for our lives through daily Bible reading and prayer. Join us next time as we think about the eternal truth of God's Word here on Gateway to Joy. Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your Gateway to Joy. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.